foregone couple of pronunciations. The, when you wake up in the morning and it, you can't see outside, that's called what? If it's it's almost like if you're driving along, or usually early in the morning, and you can't see because it's so misty, you call that what?
Foggy?
Yeah.
Fog?
Yeah.
We have fog around here like that sometimes.
Okay.
Not too often. And then the blizzards in the wintertime that just are terrible. And we've had snowbanks here that went clear over this garage out here. And then the nice part about Colorado is you have a blizzard like that that'll maybe last 3 days. And then the sun will come out and it'll get warm and the snow will melt. Mm. We don't have the snow all winter. Mm. Unless we get it in November, then you might have it all winter. But usually in March it'll come out and the snow will melt. It gets pretty nice. Mm. That's the reason they call it the banana belt, I guess.
The banana belt?
They call it the banana belt through here.
Why? Because of the way it'll warm up?
Because the weather warms up and it gets nice and you get rid of the snow. Mm. Mm. It'll be, they call it shirt sleeve weather, but it's not shirt sleeve weather, but just jacket weather. Mm. And it doesn't, we don't have a severe cold all winter. Yeah.
How cold does it get, or how cold can you remember it getting?
Well, I can remember it getting 35 below zero. When it's that cold, it's usually a still cold. But I saw it when it's 10 below and the wind's blowing, and man, that's cold. Your winter, your chill index must be a lot lower, your wind chill index, than when it's 30 or 35 below, it's usually still. I don't ever remember the wind blowing when it's that cold. Mm.
The puffy things up in the sky are called?
Clouds.
Okay. Now in the wintertime, if you're out working, you can get something, you get an injury on your face or your hands, that's called?
Chilblains.
Okay. What was that?
Chilblains.
Chilblains?
We call them chilblains when you frostbite your feet.
Oh. C-H-I-L-L-B-L-A-I-N-S.
Chilblains, we call them. And we used to get those walking to school. We walked a mile to school, and you get chilblains on your feet. We used to rub ashes from the stove because they start itching. You know, it's kind of bad. It itches and itches. We used to rub ashes on our feet, and that helped the chilblains.
I've never heard that word before. Chilblains.
Chilblains.
Were there other kinds of, what if you got it on your fingers or your nose or something? Would it just be frostbite?
Frostbite or, chilblains. Well, it's called that on our feet. Chilblains on our feet.
What do you call it in the fall when it begins to get cold and you have your I was wondering if there are different kinds of freezes or frost. Is there a difference between frost and freeze in the fall?
Well, yeah, a frost would be, you'd wake up in the morning, you'd see a light-colored white on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a frost. And a freeze would be when a colder cold.
Mm-hmm.
A frost would frost the tomatoes, so your vines were done.
Mm.
But a freeze just froze everything.
Mm. Okay. Would you ever use the word, or would you ever call it a hard freeze?
Yeah, we call it a hard freeze.
Is that when it freezes the ground?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Are there different kinds of snow that fall in the wintertime?
Different type of snow.
Different types of, you have different, I was wondering if you call, depending on what the snow's like, you might have a different name for it. They're like dry snow and wet snow, or?
Oh, yeah, dry snow and wet snow are two different snows. And they are different, too, because the wet snow has got a lot more moisture in it than the dry. Mm. A dry snow is a fluffy snow.
Mm. Do you ever call it a powder?
Powder, yeah, we call it powder, dry powder.
Okay. I was wondering also in the wintertime about ice. Did they used to cut ice off of lakes or ponds?
Yeah, I used to go down to the river and cut ice and fill the ice houses.
Mm.
And then they covered the ice with straw so it would keep.